for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Hello, I'm Paul Barber and I'm the Director of the Catholic Education Service. If you meet a teacher in these final days of Advent, they may be exhausted after the end of a long term. In a Catholic school, they may have put considerable effort into enabling their pupils to celebrate the season of Advent with a sense of waiting, preparation, and expectation, amidst a world which seems to anticipate the feast of Christmas by weeks, if not months. The Church has long recognised the importance of the staff in Catholic schools and colleges, particularly the teachers, in creating and sustaining their ethos. The Second Vatican Council called teachers to recognise that the Catholic school depends almost entirely upon them for the accomplishment of its goals and programmes. Central to the Church's understanding of the vocation of the teacher is the notion of witness. Perhaps above all professions, it is the one where authenticity, the integration of one's professional and personal life, is most important. This is explained by Pope Paul VI's insight that we listen more willingly to witnesses than to teachers, and if we do listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses. The phrase attributed to St. Francis, "Preach the gospel at all times, if necessary use words," expresses this same sentiment in a different way. Or as Pope Francis puts it, we need to remember that all teaching ultimately has to be reflected in the teacher's way of life, which awakens the assent of the heart by its nearness, love, and witness. This presents a real challenge for teachers. Indeed, the Apostle James exhorted, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brethren, for you know that we who teach shall be judged with greater strictness." One of the most significant elements of a Catholic school's educational project is a synthesis between culture and faith, so that knowledge set in the context of faith becomes wisdom and life vision. This endeavour to interweave reason and faith makes for unity, articulation, and coordination, bringing forth within what is learnt a Christian vision of the world, of life, of culture, and of history. There should be no separation between time for learning and time for formation, between acquiring notions and growing in wisdom. School subjects do not present only knowledge to be attained, but also values to be acquired and truths to be discovered. All of which demands an atmosphere characterized by the search for truth, in which competent, convinced, and coherent educators, teachers of learning and of life, may be a reflection, albeit imperfect but still vivid, of the one teacher, Jesus Christ. But teaching is at the centre of the whole Church's mission. Therefore, we are all called to be teachers in one way or another, bearing witness to our faith by our actions. So as we prepare in these final days of Advent, we acknowledge this challenge for all of us, how to conform our lives so we too become an ever more vivid reflection of our ultimate teacher, Christ.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.